Hundreds of men from southeastern Wisconsin who are inmates at the Green Bay Correctional Institution could be affected by a plan from Governor Tony Evers and State Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy to close that prison. Evers said his state budget proposal would also affect other prisons in the state. The Green Bay Correctional Institution, or GBCI, is in the village of Alloway. Village President Jim Rafter welcomes the Evers plan. Rafter's told WUWM's Chuck Kornbach that he's been campaigning for nearly a decade to close the now 127-year-old prison.
I've been through the facility for probably four times in those 8 years, and I can tell you the conditions are not good. And you don't have to listen to me. You can take a look at the reports, one that was done by Mead and Hunt in 2009, and another that was commissioned by the state of Wisconsin that was published in 2020. And both of those reports and an audit that was done suggest that GBCI should be closed. And it should be closed because it was built in 1898. It has outlived its useful life. It cannot be brought up to standards without hundreds of millions of dollars in investment. And the investment wouldn't help at all in terms of being able to allow the DOC to actually do their job to help those who go into the prison and eventually come out be better versions of themselves.
Now, Governor Evers, as part of his plan, has also attached some other conditions, such as closing the Lincoln Hills youth offender lockup soon, making some repairs at Waupun Prison to keep that open, and some other changes at other facilities around the state. What do you think of these sort of other parts of the deal?
Well, first of all, I'm thankful that the governor put thought to this, and with Secretary Hoy, and they're trying to come up with a way to make it work for them. I think it's a reasonable ask based on what I know. The mayor of Waupun will be very happy because I know Waupun wanted to keep a prison in their community. And the plan for Waupun is to make it a medium security, invest several hundred million dollars in new housing facilities that will be more humane and do a better job. And then to create a village, a vocational village, if you will, to help those who are incarcerated get ready to get out, get the skills they need and the training they need to once again become better versions of themselves when they come back into the community so that they don't recommit crimes. And there are a lot of people who get out of prison and recommit crimes and they end up going back. So for those who speak about public safety and not letting people out of prison, I would ask them to remember that we finally have people agreeing that GBCI should be closed. And I would ask that they work together to figure out what's the best way to do that and to ultimately help people who get out stay out.
I was going to say there is some early pushback to the governor's plan, part of it being that to make the numbers work, I believe, not only numbers of inmates, but also financial numbers, there would be more people going on early release. As a local official, do you have any concerns about more people going on early release?
For those people who qualify for early release, what I'm told is they're going to be nonviolent offenders, those who have dealt with drugs and alcohol addiction. But the governor also wants, as I understand it, to have programs put in place and the type of therapy they need to avoid going back out and recommitting a crime.
We're entering state budget season with the governor making his big announcements on Tuesday evening. So there'll be Republican lawmaker scrutiny of this plan. Do you hope that it's done with a fine-tooth comb?
Well, I think there should be scrutiny. There's scrutiny in the budget as it is, right, as a total. So am I afraid of or worried about scrutiny? No, that's their job. I will also say it's their job as a voter. I would hope it's their job that if they disagree with something, that they will sit down with the governor and his staff and Secretary Hoy from the DOC to figure out the right way forward and to talk about it.
Jim Rafter is village president in Alloway, which is home to the Green Bay Correctional Institution. Rafter spoke with WUWM's Chuck Kornbach.